Today on the Travel Guys.
Ever wonder which of those bonus point offering credit cards would be the best for you? We have a frequent flyer credit card guru joining us at the bottom of the hour.
2:15, we'll introduce you to Mark's newest traveling friends, Grannies on Safari from the hit PBS series.
Porno on Planes? The cast of Hair Roaming Haight-Ashbury? Is this a 60s flashback? No, it's just the travel news coming up next.
All that and lots of ways to make you a smarter traveler today, right here on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city.
Now we need 10 minutes for her.
Kicks out on the roof, 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, what do you know? We survived it. A rough week it was. But here we are once again to do the Travel Guys radio show.
It was a rough week for you?
It was. It was a really extremely busy week. Lots of stuff.
I'm just extremely happy. I went to Spokane this week, Tom, and came home a couple of days early, left my general manager in Spokane. And last night, when he came home, mm-hmm. It was snowing in Spokane. He had to get on this little tin can of an airplane and fly to San Francisco hours late after it had been de-iced a couple of times. When he got to San Francisco, he missed his connection to Sacramento. Now, keep in mind, he's 83 miles from home, and he's already a couple hours late. So the only way for him to get home from San Francisco last night or today, well, I guess he could have taken a train today, but was to catch a plane to Los Angeles and then catch a plane back to Sacramento and get in at midnight last night. So to my general manager, Kevin Murphy, who dedicated his entire day yesterday.
I'm a little concerned about Kevin that he has no friends. There was no friend willing to drive to the city and bring him home.
I wasn't going to drive and get him at 9 o'clock at night.
We're going to need to work on Kevin's social skills. That's all there is to it.
He has a wife too. She wasn't willing to go. Well, you know, and it's just, we have a saying at Sports Leisure Vacations when something like that happens to a tour director.
What is that saying?
Really sorry to hear that happen to you. Is there anything we can do to help? Really glad it's not me.
Well, okay, got a fun show today. To make you a smarter traveler.
Boy,
we are really chock full of some goodies. And of course, one of the things we do to kind of bring you up to date on the world of travel, and there's lots of good stuff going on in the travel news. So, without further ado, let's get to it. Mark Kaufman from Sports Leisure Vacation with the travel news. May the band play, please. There's the band.
It's amazing how those guys are able to strike that up at exactly the right moment with exactly the right note every week.
Brandon has
people don't know that we had to build an entire section here to put the bandstand in the back. Marriott Rewards, the travel news. Marriott Rewards has rolled over an interesting thing they've been doing the last couple of years. They are allowing folks who get more than the number of stays they need to reach a particular VIP elite status level to roll extra stays over for the following year. Reason this is important is because, let's say, for example, you wanted to reach Marriott's talent, their coveted 75 nights a year platinum level. Well, once you got to that 75, mm-hmm. you would have no reason to stay with Marriott past that point. So what they're doing is saying, if you stay 85 nights with us, we'll roll those 10 nights over to next year, and you'll give you a head start on the next year. So I thought a very smart marketing move by Marriott. Certainly Starwood recently decided that, like Hilton, stays that you use using your points would mm-hmm. count towards your status. Which makes sense. If you earned those that stay, why should you be penalized just because you used your Hilton currency instead of your United States currency?
Absolutely. And by the way, for those that may be Starwood, Star Points, you can get an app. I got an app. I can keep track of my points. I can. It tells me how many points I have and
you are
how many
a mileage
more stays,
just like the rest of us.
More mileage stays I need. My problem is that I got like two stays and I need like 12 to get something, and I just don't have enough time to go like some people, but that time will come.
Hey, here's
retirement is just minutes away.
Maybe sooner. Listen, this is an important item. This has to do with Facebook and people talking about this guy. He basically burglarized some friends because he figured out by reading their Facebook page that they were going to be out of town for X amount of time. He knew where they lived. So he went and burglarized their house. Now, so this is really something important, I think. If you travel a lot, you'd like to share pictures on Facebook, and you go all the time, and you're always telling people where you're at and where you're going and what you're doing and all that kind of stuff. Except that if you're telling them when you left and when you're getting back, then you're basically telling them, in some cases, there's no one home.
Well, and not only that, there's the Facebook feature that tells people where you are. Like, Tom was tagged at Facebook at Chicago Fire Restaurant in Folsom hanging out with his friends, which means that he's clearly not at home.
This happened in the Lehigh Valley of Pennsylvania, and this 36-year-old man broke into a home while the homeowners were gone. So I guess the word to the wise there is be careful about what you post on Facebook. 'Tis fine to post the pictures after you get home, or it's fine to post them and, you know, not tell people you're going to be home next Thursday, but just kind of leave it wide open, or you don't want to say, you know, all of us are out traveling. You might just say, you know, are all of us are out traveling except for that Doberman Pinscher that we bought last week. It's at home. Here's, let's see, the Air Transport Rating Agency has, you know how we love lists here. According to the Travel Mole, here are the 10 safest airlines in alphabetical order.
Okay.
Air France, American
what?
Airlines.
Alphabetical order.
Alphabetical.
All right.
American Airlines, British Air, Continental, Delta, Japan, Lufthansa, Southwest, United, and U.S. Airways. Noticeably enough, all of the major U.S. carriers are listed there. So now, in that top 10.
Now, did you choose to put them in alphabetical
order? No, that's the way they placed them.
Okay, they really don't want to
they really don't
there.
Want you to know who's at the top and who's the bottom. Let's see here. Here's an interesting thing. In San Francisco, you can trade your rental car for a rental bike. While not yet in Amsterdam or Copenhagen for bicycle tourists, San Francisco is rapidly establishing its reputation as the most bike-friendly and bike-navigable tourism destination in the United States. A new program rolled out on October 11th promises to increase more bicycle travel in San Francisco. It's known as Parkwide, a rental program that allows visitors to rent a bike in one park and drop it off in another. Three different bike rentals are participating in the program, which ultimately will have locations in Justin Herman Plaza, Marina Green, Union Square, and two in Golden Gate Park. Would that not be cool?
That would be cool.
Take the train to San Francisco and then just go rent a bike in a park, ride to another park, leave the bike.
You had me worried when you said trading my rental car for the rental bike. I didn't think I'd ever see that car
you
again.
Add that and Zipcar, which is now the new hourly, you know, rent a car by the hour, which is growing by leaps and bounds. You know, the thing, Tom, that's really interesting, we have these automobiles and we pay huge amounts of money for them to sit in the parking lot.
Right.
We drive them to work and drive them home every day without thinking that if you divided that all up, that it cost you more money to drive to work than it would have to take a taxi cab, probably.
Just about.
And so here is a wonderful way, not only with the bicycles, but also the Zipcar ideas, is really catching on college campuses and cities like San Francisco, although I'm not sure how friendly San Francisco is for riding a bike on a hill. Speaking of San Francisco, they're going to have a big anniversary to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the Golden Gate Bridge. That's next May on Memorial Day weekend. Unlike the 50th anniversary, though, they are not going to shut down the bridge, but just have a whole lot of very special anniversary
celebration. That's going to be a great party, I can guarantee you.
I think it will be. Some of the community tributes will be ticketed, but however, the majority will be free. They have announced, here's our lists again, best and worst airports for flight delays. Not to worry, Sacramento is not on either one. I love that new airport. I've now come back. I have yet to fly out of it, but I've come back twice into it.
Interesting. Okay.
And next week I'll be flying out of the old terminal, but there are some great places to eat there. And once you figure out the logistics of what's on what level and everything like that, why it's really a snap.
Finally, I get my shot next week. I will be reporting in a couple of weeks.
That's right. You're back on. You're
going Tom's take.
Yes, going on Southwest. All right. Best airports. Worst delay airport in the country. Midway in Chicago. Since Southwest is running so many flights from there now, Midway is the worst airport for flight delays in the country. Baltimore, Washington, San Francisco, Las Vegas, JFK, no surprises there. Newark, Chicago, Miami, Denver, Hartsfield, and Atlanta, those are all best airports, fewest delays among major airports. SeaTac and Portland. Now, I would have thought with the bad weather and the rain, but you know, rain is not thunderstorms. So SeaTac, Portland, Reagan National, Salt Lake, Dulles, Tampa, Bush Airport in Houston. LaGuardia, believe it or not, has gotten themselves off of the 10 worst onto the 10 best over the last couple of
Excellent.
Years. The cast of Hair took an interesting tour by bus in San Francisco on Thursday. That the show was playing in San Francisco.
Sure.
So they all got on an open-air bus and drove through San Francisco neighborhoods, went to the Haight-Ashbury.
No.
Yes.
They weren't really.
They really did. They really dressed in 60 stuff and went back into the – and I just thought to myself, gosh –
They just dressed in 60 stuff. They did, they weren't naked then.
No, they weren't naked.
Good.
I mean, you know, there was no nudity involved. It was very porno on planes. The folks at Ryanair overseas, the same people who want to eliminate the bathrooms from the airplanes are now suggesting that we could have porn on the planes.
No.
We'll just skim over it and go on. Here is an interesting story to wrap up the news. A lady got stuck at San Francisco Airport for 8 days. Over baggage fees. This lady is relocating. She lives in Santa Rosa. She's flying to Boise. She's got a plane ticket. She hasn't flown in years. She doesn't know anything about – she doesn't fly ever. She doesn't know anything about baggage fees. She goes to the airport with a ticket. She buys a ticket on Orbitz. The ticket doesn't say – the itinerary doesn't say anything about baggage fees. She goes to the airport, checks in, and is told, you've got to pay – $60 in baggage fees. She's got $30 on her. She can't pay for the baggage fees. They won't let her leave a bag behind because that's illegal. So she can't fly. So she's stuck in the airport in San Francisco for 8 days.
That looks like a movie to me. What was the movie with Tom Hanks where he was an immigrant? He ended up living in the airport for like months.
You're out of my league.
Okay, well,
I'm a planes, trains, and automobiles man.
I'll look that up. But
okay.
This almost sounds like that.
She spent 8 days there. Finally, the Airport Church of Christ parishioners paid $210 in change in baggage fees, and she flew to Idaho. I tried all week to contact this lady, and we finally got a hold of her on Friday afternoon, and she said I would love to talk to you, and I've had lots of calls, but she said, really, I would just like to put this behind me.
I bet.
So that's the travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Got some great stuff coming up. We're going to be visiting with the grannies on safari. This is going to be a real fun interview.
This is really fun. So if you have never heard of the grannies on safari, hang on. After this break, we are going to introduce them to you. We are the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
Ah, yeah. Welcome back to the Travel Guys. And that little piece of bumper music is in honor of the Grannies on Safari, two ladies that I met at the AARP event in Los Angeles a few weeks ago when we were digging around for other new guests. And these two ladies, Tom, are just incredibly wonderful folks. So let's welcome to the Travel Guys, the Grannies on Safari.
I am delighted to be with you wonderful gentlemen. Thank you for inviting us. That was Pat. This is Regina. We were so excited, too, when you approached us. Thank you very much. We're ready to go.
So how did Grannies on Safari, I mean, you two ladies obviously had careers, and you're good friends. You've known each other for a long time?
Well, we've known each other for a million years, maybe slightly less, But this was Regina's idea, and she came to me, and if anyone knows anything about Regina Fraser, you don't say no to Regina Fraser. But she offered me a wonderful opportunity to join her in an adventure that included travel. And I am a travel freak. I love it. I've done it professionally and as an avocation for many, many years. So that's what happened.
So, Regina, you had the vision?
I had the idea that I, you know, because I traveled so much, you know, when you travel and you work for an airline, you're going for business, so you just see bits and parts of a particular country.
Neither one of us liked the idea of anyone saying no to us, of course. You gentlemen can appreciate that. You know, no is not a word we use very often. So when we were encouraged, we got a modicum of encouragement from our local PBS affiliate. We said, why not, to each other, and off we went. Now, we had to pull some little tricks to get some money together to do a pilot, and we went to South Africa, a place that we both dearly love. And what happened next?
Well, you know, she says we had to pull a few strings because we had no money. How about selling our fur coats? Mine was a real fur.
No.
It was not. We had to sell our fur coats and stuff. Because in the PBS world, as you know, you do have to pay for your own production. So it was off to South Africa for about 15 days.
And that's not probably not the cheapest place
I mean, that's a long ways from home.
Well,
must have been a challenge to put all of that together.
Well, that's the other part of you don't know what you don't know. I mean, we just went on faith and we just knew we would go do it. And we actually have a lot of contacts in South Africa. Both of us have been going there, me almost every year since 1995. Pat's been going there also every year. So it seemed like a logical place to go because we were familiar with the people in the country.
Well,
there we went. And we obviously came back with wonderful footage. We had a very fantastic crew. We presented our pilot to the powers that be at the the TTW affiliate here. And I guess the rest is history because they asked us if we could do a series. So we said to each other, of course we can do a series. And we did a series. The other challenges, of course, was we probably would have the necessity of sharing a room with each other over the course of these. So we had to think long and hard about, because she accuses me of snoring because we have shared facilities. Well, I won't talk anymore about that. But we did it. Right, Regina? We did it.
I was reading on your blog about the adventure on the Trans-Siberian Railroad.
Absolutely. We did that about 4 weeks ago. It was a 16-day trip with Zarin on the Zarin Gold Lernedy, a German company called Lernedy. They're a fabulous travel company that runs this train. And we left Moscow and stopped in many cities in Siberia and then Mongolia and then Beijing. I mean, and I loved my train cabin. It was warm and comfy and had big windows. And we saw 6,000 miles, as Pat would tell you. Saw a lot. Every stop was a surprise. Believe me, I had no idea that Siberia and several cities in Siberia that we visited was such a dynamic place, colorful, bright. It wasn't a Soviet era gloom and doom gray place that I thought it was. Oh my goodness, Mongolia, huge, huge place, bustling city of Ulaanbaatar. Had no idea that it was into the 21st century as much as it was, but the rural yurts, the little round houses that they live in.
Excuse me. They're not yurts. That's the Turkish name for them. Remember, they're gers.
Excuse me, Regina. But I think we can call them that, too, because according to the website that I looked at, there are two names for them, gers and yurts. I'm telling you, the Mongolians call them gers.
Gerts and
yurts.
Well,
anyway, we got to visit people living in those, and it's quite exceptional. Although I can tell you, yak milk is not one of my favorites.
Yeah. Our guests on the Travel Guys today are Regina Fraser and Pat Johnson, collectively our grannies on safari, which, if you don't know, is a wonderful PBS program that takes you all over the world with these two, I would say, retired ladies, but who are now in their second career. Showing people the planet.
And at this point, after hearing some of this, their conversation, they are still friends after all of this, too.
Hey, there was only one time that it was, I think it was nip and tuck, and Pat will tell you that, we were in Zanzibar, and it was pretty stressful because we were in South Africa in Mandikwe at Itali Game Reserve. And we didn't know if we were going to get on a plane the next day to go to Zanzibar because
logistics.
And Pat said, I think I'll get my nails done. And I thought, what? And I thought, if I push her off by this lion, what'll happen? But no, we have a lot of fun together. We're like everybody else. We have good days together and we have bad days, right, Pat?
Yes, and we're still doing it. Amazing as it may seem to some people, we're still doing it.
So,
she's fun, and the main thing is that we have a good time in the explorations and meeting people and seeing sights and sounds that we've never seen before, even though we've been to places that each of us has traveled in some time in the past.
And not all of your adventures are off the continent. As I learned in Los Angeles, you were talking about a trip on the Coast Starlight train.
Absolutely. Vacation by Rails and Antler, you saw that really cool luggage, that liquid luggage that we were giving away. Vacation by Rails allowed us to give away a trip to two people to take that wonderful trip along the coast to Seattle from L.A. And guess what? We're going to go with them, too. We're excited about that.
I mean, there's a lot of exotic and beautiful places in the United States. I mean, the world isn't just, it isn't just going to the Taj Mahal. There's stuff here in our country that both of us think people need to see.
Well,
we're always looking for new places to explore. You have any ideas, guys, of places you'd like to go and you haven't been to yet?
Oh, ladies, you've come to the, I'm a consummate off the beaten track man here in the United States. I'm a Route 66 Lincoln Highway, Santa Fe Trail.
Sounds kind of tame, doesn't it, ladies?
No. I'm giving Pat the thumbs up signal because
everything off
see,
the,
I'm a Route
anything off the interstate. I'm a what's over that hill guy.
Ah.
Yeah.
My sister and I are going to, New Mexico for the Christmas holidays, and we're going to spend some time near Route 66 in Albuquerque and Taos in Santa Fe.
Oh, listen, in Albuquerque, you absolutely must drive down Central Avenue in the evening because the neon signs there are, they have done a wonderful job of restoring some of the old neon signs along Central Avenue, which is Route 66 through the main part of Albuquerque. So promise me that you will go down there, and there's a wonderful malt shop that has been redone on the old highway, and it's just, Albuquerque is a wonderful Route 66 town.
Thank you. We will do that, yes.
I've always felt that travel gives folks an opportunity to break down stereotypes, and I think that's what you ladies are doing, both by the fact of who you are and what you're doing and how you're doing it. You're kind of showing that anyone can do this. And what you're just talking about is there are some of us who travel for a living who have this crazy idea that the only way that the planet is ever really going to come together is the more that we go out and meet each other and see each other and learn about how each other live, the better chance we have. I once I've had dinner in a man's home, I have very little interest in dropping a bomb on it.
Yeah, exactly.
You have that right.
You have that right. You're absolutely right. One of the things that Pat and I think is important is that young folks understand that the world is bigger than their backyard and their block. And if we don't, for our youth, and we both are passionate about that because we are grandmothers, that if we don't show our youth of color, and just youth of maybe with not a lot of means because we're not flashing around, in our trips saying, oh my gosh, you have to do this and do that. But these are everyday ordinary people. We want to make sure that our young people know that they too can be citizens or ambassadors for our country and the rest of the world. That's important to us, isn't it, Pat?
She says that very well, doesn't she?
Yes, I believe
every word she said.
Ladies, I really want to thank you for your time today and for talking with us. We have been talking with Pat Johnson and Regina Fraser. They are the Grannies on Safari from PBS. I had the opportunity to meet them in Los Angeles. I hope that one of these days, before too long, we will be able to get you to Sacramento and do something at our PBS station here and have you in the studio. I think you really are a wonderful credit to the travel industry, and I'm glad that you've found a home on public broadcasting.
And you know what? Come to Chicago, not in the winter. But come visit us in Chicago, too.
I promise
Thank
I will.
You,
you
so
know,
much, guys. We really appreciate it.
There's a pretty big that old highway we were talking about has its roots right there in Chicago. And when you ladies get ready to take a trip on there, why, you know where to find an expert, okay?
True. That's true. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Traveling, guys.
Yeah.
We like you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
again.
You.
Thank you, ladies. The Grannies on Safari here with the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530.
Sounds like we have made some new friends, Thomas. After the news break, coming up, if you are a frequent flyer, you need to keep your dial right where it is. We have got two of the most interesting frequent flyers, including the first man ever to fly 10 million miles on United Airlines. With us, after the news, on News Talk 1530 KFBK. My goodness. Running back into the room there. Poor Aaron was going to have to be the travel gal. People who are listening out there, it's a radio studio, you know, and there's a break. You get up, you go to the bathroom, you give Erin her spot, and you move on. And so we just didn't get back.
Was there dead air?
Well, no, there wasn't dead air. They're just we were just kind of standing out there, and I'm just seeing people waving frantically, and Erin has this really panicked look on her face. Anyway, welcome to the Travel Guys. I am Mark Hoffman. Across from me is Tom Romano. Ace Radio Man.
Yes, and by the way, I have Classic 93.1, Switch 2. Are you ready for this?
Uh-oh.
Switch 2. Christmas music.
Oh!
last night
you
at midnight.
Enjoy this time of the year.
We do. We jump start Christmas for everybody. Erin already told me how happy she is because it gets her in the mood. Now, some people will say, isn't it a little early? Well, you know.
Isn't it a little early?
Not in our world because you know what? There's nothing more classic than Christmas.
No, and there's nothing easier to sell than Christmas music on the radio for radio station. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Anyways, all right, we have some great guests for you. We have a gentleman who is a frequent flyer guru, and then after that, the gentleman who is the first 10-million-mile flyer for United Airlines.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK, and we're here, as always, to make you a smarter traveler. And Mark ran across a guy. Tell us who you found and what he does.
Well, this is Rick Ingersoll. He is the frugal travel guy. And
That's smart.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're driving around town or something like that, don't worry about websites. Remember, you can go to travelguysradio.com at the end of the program or anytime during the week, and we'll have the link that will get you to Rick's website. So if you think what he has to say is interesting, Rick is a frequent flyer who helped organize a seminar in Chicago a couple of weeks ago.
And he's taking time out of his golf game, sitting in his car, not traveling.
On Hilton Head Island.
Yes, to bring us up to date on what goes on in his life.
That just went on in Chicago. Good afternoon, Rick.
Hey, Mark. Hi, Tom. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing well. So, Rick, all of these frequent flyer, I'd like to say gurus, but I sent my general manager. I wouldn't consider him a guru. I guess the folks from the kingdom went to listen to the kings. Would that be a kind of an accurate statement?
Oh, I don't think that we're by any means kings. We've just got a little time in grade. All have a specialty that we work with, and we're just trying to pass the information on to anybody that's interested in getting it. Everybody helped us when we all were rookies. And it's nice to have the opportunity to help people get started in this hobby. It's a great way to see the world at prices you can afford.
And I guess a lot of folks who just average traveler out there wouldn't know is that there is a whole, I'll call it an underground, of websites and communications. And you are a big part of this, Rick. We have Ben Schlappig, 1 mile at a time on our program as a regular guest. And so, you are one of those people who is looking for the mistake, the quirk, the opportunity. What would be the best description for that?
Anything that provides a tremendous amount of value to a traveler. And Ben is a great guy. As a matter of fact, I emailed him this morning. I needed some of his help getting to China and back in a day. And his expertise is booking mileage runs. Flying for the sake of earning miles, where the price is insignificant in relation to what you earn. I spend a lot of times looking at the credit card market, picking out the best offers for people to accumulate frequent flyer miles.
And recently we have seen with those credit card issues, and we've talked about this a lot on the program here, Rick, is that we've seen a lot of spectacular bonuses. Credit card companies are becoming very good at targeting only certain parts of their membership. I might have the same American Express credit card that Tom has or that you have, but we might not all get the same offer in the mail.
We don't. No, we don't. They are developing their expertise in marketing, but they're also making some tremendous offers to the general public. It has not been unusual in the last year or so to see a 100,000-mile offer for signing up for a credit card, and 50,000 miles or points is turning into the norm these days.
And for the person on the street, what this involves is you get a credit card offer, you'll sign up for the card, and sometimes it'll be a direct benefit, or sometimes it'll be a 10,000 point bonus or mile bonus when you sign up. And if you spend a certain amount of money in a certain period, oftentimes a very modest sum, you'll get another additional big chunk of bonus miles. And Rick, you're one of those folks, I'm guessing, who has taken a lot of credit cards that you haven't held for more than a year.
You are absolutely correct. This year, my wife and I applied for a combined 23 credit cards. We were approved for 23 credit cards, and generated 1,170,000 frequent flyer miles.
Wow. Now, Rick, when you do this, in the process of taking out a card, you have to, if you fill out an application, they check your credit. Are you concerned about the number of times that your credit is checked and it reducing your rating?
Sure. Something that everybody has to consider. This churning of credit cards, as we call it, is not for everybody. People email me all the time and ask me, Rick, is my score good enough? And I have a pretty basic guideline that I give them. If applying for credit cards, if your credit score falls below 700 on the FICO scale, you should stop. That's considered a good score. That will get you the home loan. That'll get you the car loan, the student loan. But if you fall down below that 700 level, you ought to stop. Every one of these credit inquiries costs your score anywhere from 2 to 5 points. So you can pretty well judge how many you can do in a given 2-year time frame. That's how long an inquiry stays on your report.
Mm-hmm.
And always stay above those numbers. It's not a game for everybody. And I want your listeners to understand that I don't promote that. Only for people that are capable of maintaining a good credit score.
But, on the other hand, if you didn't have a loyalty credit card, right now there are some very good deals if you were looking to align. And one of the things that we often tell our listeners here is that, you know, it's a good idea to align. If you're not a frequent traveler, try to pick one chain or one group of hotels that you like. Get a credit card for that hotel and try to build your points within that. Rick, I want to ask you, recently we've also discussed here airline credit cards versus hotel credit cards, and the fact that the airline credit card situation, the perk situation is becoming more crowded and therefore perhaps not as attractive. What's your feeling about hotel credit cards versus airline credit cards?
I do them both and don't really see any difference. Both of them are offering extremely good promotions right now. It's not unusual to get 50, 60,000 miles on an airline credit card. There's a Marriott credit card offer out right now that's 70,000 hotel points. You just need to always keep your eye open for the best promotion.
And how do
and
people?
One of the things that we're seeing now, in addition to the airline and hotel points, is there's some real strong plays being made by the banks with their rewards cards. For example, the Chase Sapphire Preferred card is a terrific card if you have a lot of travel spending, if you eat out a lot. They give double points in those categories. The phone is always answered by a human being. You are never sent into a phone tree. Probably the best customer service out there right now. It's a 50,000 point sign up bonus. That's worth $625 worth of airfare.
I have to ask you. You know, people will get a lot of stuff in the mail, and it's got these offers, and you get the extra flights and so forth. How do you decide which ones are may not be maybe a scam, may take you in the wrong direction? Is there any red flags that you look for?
Well, the things that I look for, first of all, is my score in a position where I can even be considering applying? The second thing I look at is what is the amount of the annual fee in relation to the reward, and what is the minimum spend requirement on the card? You've got a $5,000 to $10,000 minimum spend in a couple months' time, and you can't make it at you just can't do it. You need to be looking at cards that have got lower minimum spend. Some of them have got some pretty hefty fees. For example, there's an American Express Platinum card that has a $450 first-year membership fee. And people need to be aware of the fees that are involved. That one is well worth it because you get a couple hundred dollars worth of airline credit, you get global entry.
Yeah, I was going to say, particularly if you're an international traveler, that is an excellent has a reputation for being perhaps the best for somebody who's a globetrotter.
Yeah, it's a great card. A lot of people carry it. It's in my portfolio. I've got it.
Rick Ingersoll is our guest on the Travel Guys here, and Rick has written a handbook called the Frugal Travel Guy Handbook. That's his moniker, and it is available on his website. If you go to travelguysradio.com, we will have a link not only to Rick's website, but on his website you're going to find some of these credit card opportunities that he's talking about. And again, I'm not trying to push you into these opportunities, but his website would be an excellent place for you to go and see what some of the opportunities are. He's got four or five of them listed here, and there's a tremendous, Rick, on your website, there really is a tremendous amount of information, and as I see here, it involves more than just yourself is involved in this. Your son is also a world traveler.
My son is the real traveler in the family. He's 30 years of age. He's been to all seven continents, slept in the Sahara, ridden on camels, slept in Antarctica, been in medical missions in Africa. He really dives into the culture when he travels. I'm more of a three-star hotel guy. I like to have a shower and a clean bed every night.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely with. I'll go camping as long as there's a shower and in a flush toilet. I'm right there. Rick, thanks for taking some time out of your golf game today to spend a little bit of time with our listeners. We'll probably try to track you down again someday, and I hope to meet you in person at the next frequent flyer gathering.
That sounds great. We'll see you then.
All right, thank you, Rick Ingersoll, the Frugal Travel Guy, here with us on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
We are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK, and one of our favorite guests, John Holloway from packinglight.com, .net, .co, I don't know.
Yeah, if you go Packing Light, you'll find it. It's LIGHT, right?
Number one in Google there for Packing
Light. John, in my hand right here, I have a Packing Light gift card. Yeah. So can these be bought online?
You can, yes, absolutely. We have a page for the gift card.
So people who didn't want to take the time to even come into your store but knew a traveler could buy a gift card online.
In $25 increments, yeah.
As I mentioned the other day, basically the gift for the person who thinks they have everything, the traveler who thinks that they have everything but doesn't.
The gift card at Holloway Travel Outfitters. All right, you're having a special deal on some really good luggage
for
the holiday
season. Our Briggs & Riley, and you got one, Mark, and it's a new idea they come up with, the spinners. Well, the spinners isn't so new, but it's new to Briggs & Riley.
It's a spinner.
But this is a great idea because four-wheel. You can see this, Tom, look at these bags spin around.
Spin on a dime. So you're in a crowded elevator, airport ticket line that isn't moving too well. And these spinners alleviate any stress you have on your
shoulders. It's an improvement on the ones that would go in. Yeah, the two-wheeler. Now you've got this thing that'll go in any direction. And Briggs & Riley, we should tell people, is top of the line.
Top of the line, and they back it up. They support. They're the only guy that will say, hey, no matter who does the damage to your bag, and let's face it, it's airlines, or perhaps your mother-in-law might back over it. And if she does, she'll still fix anything on this bag for the life of the bag.
So all somebody has to do if they buy the bag from you is if something goes wrong, is bring it back in and you'll take care of it.
Bring it back in. So, this isn't one of those service contracts. We're all sick of that stuff. You buy a good product and then you find out later, you got to pay extra for a 3-year warranty.
It's all
this
built
is
in.
Lifetime of the bag. Yeah.
And this is not cheap luggage. Let's
no,
tell people
it's not.
That this is not an expensive luggage, but I own it. And I have been using a Briggs & Riley bag now. Is that right? Briggs & Riley?
Yeah, that's
for
it.
3 years. And I travel a lot. So that bag has been almost 500,000 miles and it's still intact. So I'm here to tell you, Briggs & Riley is great luggage. Holloway Travel Outfitters on Fulton Avenue. Gift cards available. You can go online to packinglight.com or packinglight.net, and you can get one without ever leaving the comfort of your home. But if you do leave, go and see John on Fulton Avenue. It's a great place to do all your Christmas shopping.
We're going places with that sports leisure flair. A world of adventure, and we take you there.
Sports Leisure Travelers, over 8,000 of you in the greater Sacramento area. The most recent edition of your newsletter is at the printer and will be mailed to you the first part of next week. Watch your mailbox or check sportsleisure.com starting Wednesday for the online version of the newsletter. It's filled with a host of exciting trips with an excellent array of one-day outings featuring Jack Jones, Lily Tomlin, Marvin Hamlisch, and Judy Collins. Speaking of entertainment, Sports Leisure Vacations has exclusive packages to see the U.S. Figure Skating Championships in San Jose this January and the U.S.
gymnastic finals in June. Packages include tickets, accommodations at the Embassy Suites Hotel, and transportation. For details, go to sportsleisure.com or call us Monday at 361-TOUR. That's 361-8687. That's your Sports Leisure Traveler update for today. Tom, we have a very special guest joining us on the phone right now.
This is crazy, folks. You won't believe this guy and how far he has flown in airlines.
Tom Stucker is with us. Good afternoon, Tom.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, thanks for waiting through the commercial break there with us, Tom. Tom is the first man ever to complete 10 million miles on United Airlines and over 5,000 flights. Tom, you must have the all-time case of jet lag in history.
6,000 flights.
We're over 6,000 flights.
How many years, Tom, has it taken you to accomplish this?
Let's see, what is it, 29 years?
Oh, my. And I understand that early on, you were someone who actually was afraid to fly.
I was scared to death to fly.
What changed all that for you to be able to do what you've done?
Probably a little Bacardi.
Whatever it takes, my man.
And Tom, did you at any point in time, I mean, obviously, it you start piling up these miles. You're the first guy to make it to 10 million with United Airlines, and they have given you your very own telephone number and all kinds of little goodies.
Well, they haven't given me my own telephone number. They have an elite line that they take care of. Quite a few people on that line, but they named a plane after me. They got me some great tickets to a Chicago Cubs game and let me throw out the first pitch.
Wow.
I mean, they've done an awful lot of little bitty things that probably wouldn't mean a lot to anybody else, but means everything to me. So.
Now, Tom, why don't you tell folks what it is that you do and why you would be flying all those miles? It's not like you just go to Disney World every weekend.
Well, I have my own sales and management training company and in the auto industry.
Uh-huh.
I go around the world training salespeople, managers, how to sell cars and how to manage dealerships. And because I own my own company and because of what I do is pretty unique and specialized that it allows me to go any place, anywhere, anytime. So I get to pick and choose my clients and that allows me to travel around the world. Plus, at the same time, I do an awful lot of leisure travel, and because I have a passion to see the world.
Now, Tom, you live in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area, right?
Well, my main home now is in New Jersey. I have another home in Chicago. I'm born and raised there, and as we speak, I'm watching my Bears on online with the computer. But I'm a Chicagoan, born and raised. And
okay, so when you started flying, you were based in Chicago.
Yep.
Okay, so the obvious question here is: there are two airlines that have big hubs in Chicago, American and United. How is it? Was it just chance that you came to United, or was there a specific reason you chose United Airlines?
I would say it's a little bit by chance. As my company evolved, where I was invited to speak internationally, Australia was a country that wanted me to come back and forth a lot, starting in 1984, and United was the airline that brought me there. So as I went back and forth to Australia, obviously I started becoming a very elite person with United.
So now being in New Jersey, you're probably pretty happy that United and Continental have decided to join forces because that will make the Newark hub fairly convenient for you there.
It couldn't possibly be better. I have a home that's 30 minutes outside of O'Hare and a home 30 minutes outside of Newark. So I'm in the two strongest hubs, and I am in a perfect place at the perfect time.
Now, Tom, besides all of this flying that you do, you've got a new project that as we were trying to make connections during the week to tape an interview and ended up with this live interview today, because of your car business, not because of your 10 million miles, you're involved in a reality show that's going to be on TV next season.
Yeah, I'm involved with a project called Car Lot Cowboy. That's the name of that's the name of the show. Car Lot Cowboy. We're filming two episodes down in New Orleans, and we finish off the last episode out there in California.
Now, what's a cowboy? What was it called again? Car Lot Cowboy.
Car Lot Cowboy.
And what is this going to be about?
Well, There's three people on my team. There's myself, my sister, and a really good friend of mine that is a real marketing genius and a strong closer in the car business. And the three of us go into a dealership. We assess their needs. We start strategizing on how to fix their dealership. And within a week, we make a major transformation into a dealership.
I see.
Now, so it's very similar to the Food Channel's Restaurant Impossible type show where they remake a restaurant over.
Maybe a little like Gordon Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmare.
Do we know where this is going to air as of yet?
It's going to be on Spike, and it should air starting in the middle of January.
Okay. Back to your travels, Tom. You know, we've talked to Ben Schlopik. We had a gentleman on a little earlier in the show, who has found ways to rack up mileage and credits. What must 10 million miles get you in regards to frequent flyer miles and such? I mean,
what's the coolest thing you've used your miles for?
That would be a better question.
Over the years, I've accumulated somewhere between, I know it sounds kind of weird, but 40 to 50 million miles on United. And, you know, because there's so many ways to earn miles. I mean, because when you fly first class, you get like triple miles and status and car rentals and hotels. There's a million ways to earn miles, and I've earned about 40, 50 million miles. But the thing that's best for me is being able to bring my family and show them the world.
Yeah, that that is an incredible privilege. Tom, the state of service in the airline industry today is obviously not what it was when you started racking up your 10 million miles 29 years ago. Before we go here, your thoughts just on flying in general. You fly as much or more than anybody else, so are things better or worse? Or are they going to get better or worse? What are your thoughts?
Well, I fly almost exclusively on United Airlines. And they are so, so good to me for obvious reasons. But at the same time, for the first person, for the person that travels on United once a year, it doesn't matter if you're traveling on United or any other airline. You know, if you treat people nice, when you go up to the counter and check in, you start yelling at this person and take United bankruptcy. These people took pay cuts. They took benefit cuts. I mean, you know, their retirement was disappeared. So you got to understand who you're talking to. They're just like you. They work hard for the money, and they're trying to do the best they can to help you. You know, it's you're always going to get a lot more bees with honey. You know, when you go up to a counter, don't yell at these people because the flight's been delayed or it's snowing outside. When you're on a flight and you get on a flight, there's a flight attendant who's on her fourth leg in the same day. Why don't you say something nice like, hey, how are you doing today, you know?
Great advice, Tom. Look, we're just about out of time, Mark.
Tom, I really appreciate you taking some time and giving us a call to talk with us on the program. Congratulations on the 10 million miles. We'll keep an eye on you with the reality TV show and talk to you again soon.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Okay, thank you very much. Tom Stucker, United's 10 million mile guy. Wow, that is a long ways to fly. Next week, Travel Guys, great show. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask.
That's it.
And friends don't let friends drive the interstate. For Tom Romano, I am Mark Hoffman. We are the Travel Guys. See you next Sunday at 2 o'clock.
See you next time.